Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I want to say at the beginning of this program that some of you are indicating you're having a hard time finding, times have changed and various radio stations, and you're having a hard time finding me. I urge you, number one, to call your local radio station and find out why the change was made. The second thing, though, that I can encourage you to do is go to our website, renewalministries.net, renewalministries.net. Small letters, no spaces, just renewalministries.net. And if you go there and just click on radio, you can listen to the programs easily that way, both Peter Herbeck's and mine. Peter's is Fire on the Earth, and mine is Food for the Journey. You can listen to both those programs at your own leisure and at perhaps an even more convenient time. So go to our website, renewalministries.net, click on radio, and then when you get to radio, click on the program you want, Food for the Journey, Fire on the Earth, and you can just listen that way. It will be just as good. So I encourage you, while you sort things out with your local station, because I know so many of you listen to the program on your way to work or coming from work, and I know that with time changes, that affects your schedule. So call your radio station and explain what your difficulty is. All right, we take a look now today at the Acts of the Apostles, but actually, before I do that, brothers and sisters, I'm going to stop myself here. Before I do that, I was reading something yesterday of Pope Benedict's about the Ten Commandments, and we were speaking so much about the commandments the last few days and their relationship to the Beatitudes. And I just want to read what he says about the Ten Commandments. This is Pope Emeritus Benedict. He says, "The Decalogue, the 10 words, or the 10 commandments, which come from the Torah of Moses, is a shining light for ethical principles, hope, and dialogue, a guiding star of faith and morals for the people of God, and it also enlightens and guides the path of all Christians. It constitutes a beacon, a norm of life in justice and love, a great ethical code for all humanity. The Ten Commandments shed light on good and evil, on truth and falsehood, on justice and injustice, and they match the criteria of every human person's right conscience. The Ten Commandments require that we recognize the one Lord against the temptation to construct other idols." And that's what we're doing in the world today a lot. We're constructing other idols. We're making golden calves, says Pope Benedict. "In our world, there are many who do not know God or who consider him superfluous, without relevance for their lives. Hence, other new gods have been fabricated to whom man bows down. Reawakening in our society, openness to the transcendent dimension, witnessing to the one God, is a precious service. For the Ten Commandments call us to respect life, to protect it against injustice and abuse, recognizing the worth of every single person created in the image and likeness of God. How often in every part of the world, says Pope Benedict, near and far, the dignity, the freedom, and the rights of human beings are trampled upon. Bearing witness together to the supreme value of life against all selfishness, the commandments are calling us to things where we have to reject our own selfishness. Against all selfishness is an important contribution to a new world where justice and peace may reign. The Ten Commandments call us to preserve and to promote the sanctity of the family, in which the personal and reciprocal, faithful and definitive yes of man and woman makes room for the future, for the authentic humanity of each person, and makes them open at the same time to the gift of new life." Brothers and sisters, as Pope Benedict closed that section by saying, may we become part of the precious service offered in construction of a world with a human face. May we love one another. May we do good to one another. May we turn away from evil. That's what God is asking. The gospel for today will underscore this point. So let's start with the first reading, which is taken from Acts chapter 11, verses 21 to 26, and then chapter 13, verses 1 to 3. In those days, a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The news about them reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. Barnabas, you remember the one? He helped so many people. He was called a good man, and we'll see here in this gospel that they recognized that. The other disciples recognized that, the goodness in Barnabas. They sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart, for he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. We need today good men filled with the Holy Spirit and with faith. We need good women too, but we definitely, greatly need good men filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. And a large number of people was added to the Lord. And then he went to Tarsus. This is Barnabas. He went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it's Barnabas who went out to help Saul as he was becoming Paul, as he was having to deal with everybody's suspicions and doubts and even hatred of him. What did Barnabas do? He traveled with Paul. He went to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch, and for a whole year they met with the church and taught a large number of people. It was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who was a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." So here's Barnabas helping Saul, and then we hear a word from the Lord to the other disciples, "Set these two apart for the work that I am going to give them to do." That friendship was blessed by God. Barnabas, out of the goodness of his heart, reached out, and God used that and brought great blessing both to Barnabas, but also, and equally importantly, to Saul. Psalm 98, the Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. And this is often, brothers and sisters, God can do works that a whole people, the whole world could see all at once. But oftentimes, he does great things in an individual heart. And that can profoundly affect the world. Listen to the voice of God in your own heart. Always, always test it out. Don't just conclude you've heard the Lord. Test it out with others who know you. But listen for the Lord's voice. It's very quiet. It's a whisper. Listen. Be quiet. You may have to be quiet for days, months, years. Quiet, that is, in your attentiveness to God. He will speak. He will show you the path. He will lead you in the way he wants you to go. And the gospel is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 7 to 13. Jesus said to the 12, "As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand." That means it's close. You can touch it. Cure the sick. Raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost, you have received. So without cost, you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey or a second tunic or sandals or a walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. In other words, don't you lose your peace when you meet with difficulty or challenges. Don't lose your peace. Let your peace return to you. You offer peace. If it's rejected, let it return to you. Let God's presence always be in your life. Follow him. Serve him. Do what he wants. Do what he asks. Because as you do that, you're going to know support. You're going to know encouragement. Brothers and sisters, this is today the feast of St. Barnabas. I want you to think about it. What is God asking of you? How has God shown you some direction? And it might seemingly be hidden. You know, it might not be some great public service. It might be a quiet offering of friendship to someone who needs help. And you walk with them. And God blesses it. And does something great someday through it. There are many, many stories, both in Scripture and in the lives of the saints, where that happened. Are you called to befriend somebody? Are you called to walk with them? Are you called to help them lift their heads? Are you called to enable them to run again? Reach out, befriend, because God in Christ will always be with you when you do that. It's a fulfillment of the Beatitudes. It's a fulfillment of the Spirit, of the Ten Commandments. Do it. Just do it. Because you're going to see how blessed God will make your life when you reach out to the needs and the service of others. Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you not only to reach out to others, and to serve them, but first and primarily to reach out to God. The closer you draw to him, the more able you are to offer yourself for the needs of others. You are not the source. It's not your generosity. It's God desiring to work through you. So first we need to be open to him. Really open to him and to receive from him, to sit with him, to allow him to participate in every aspect of our daily lives. And then it's a very natural thing as that relationship becomes closer and deeper to want to pour that out on others, to offer that to others. Not to grab them and shout in their faces, I don't mean that, obviously, but to offer yourself as friend, as counselor, as helper, as assistant, to walk beside those who walk in darkness. You don't know what God might do with that. St. Paul was a terror. People were, as Saul, he was a terror. And people were terrified of him. Because he was throwing them into jail, he was having them condemned, he was having people stoned. It was terrible. Look what God did with Paul. Barnabas befriended him. May God use you in a similar way. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer you a new free booklet entitled The Final Confrontation, by Ralph Martin. I am very interested in your response, and you can write to me at Renewal Ministries. To access the free booklet, simply call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.